Hello and welcome to another episode of Girl Race World Beauty Podcast. I'm your host, Nicole, and today we are talking about alternatives to the tampon and maxi pad during your period. So if you're interested in learning more about this new but not so new monthly accessory, let's get into it. Hi guys, and welcome to episode 25. Today's episode is being brought to you by GirlRatesWorld.com for your source in beauty reviews, makeup tutorials, fashion trends, and so much more. Head on over and check that out. So today's episode was originally going to be a what's what in beauty and fashion, but I realized that the last few episodes have been centered around girly parts and we had a little theme going. So I wanted to keep with that trend and talk about menstrual cups today. In episode 23, we talked about tampon delivery services. Last week, we had kind of a vagina monologue thing going. So only naturally, I decided to talk about menstrual cups today, which is kind of weird that I haven't spoken about them earlier because I have a huge, huge write-up about menstrual cups on GirlRatesWorld.com, which we'll get into in a few. So just a little background on menstrual cups. They've been around for years and years and years and years and years, but they've become uber popular within the last few years because of their many benefits that they serve us women who are tired of tampons and maxi pads, or maybe we just want another option. Maybe you're tired of two options you currently have, or maybe you just need a third one. But in the long run, the biggest selling point for menstrual cups is the fact that they're cheaper and they reduce our carbon footprint. They are green and they don't break our pockets. They last for 10 years and you don't have to worry about buying tampons or pads every single month for X amount of years. You can buy menstrual cups just about anywhere now from $29 to $49. Several companies have menstrual cups. There's Diva Cup, there's Lunette, there's Moon Cups, there's Glad Rex, there's Soft Cups, there's Ruby Cups, which is the brand I'm going to talk about the most on this episode. But there's so many, and at this point, I think every country has their own version of a menstrual cup out there. Menstrual cups are bell-shaped cups that are made out of silicone. The silicone is medical grade, so it won't get bacteria. And it's safe to use and insert into our bodies. It collects menstrual flow versus absorb like the tampon. So you don't run the risk of getting TSS. It also helps against leakage. And also because your menstrual cycle never hits the air, it reduces or eliminates any menstrual odor that can occur. Some other key benefits to menstrual cup or why they're so popular right now is that they give you the freedom to do everything you would do if your period wasn't on. We all know that when our period comes on, we become a different person because we can't do what we normally do. And menstrual cup solves that issue. You can swim, you can ride a horse, you can even have sexual intercourse while your period is on. They last for 12 hours, so you can sleep in them overnight. You can keep them in for longer without running the risk of getting TSS. There's less leakage. They last for 10 years, like I mentioned earlier, so you don't have to worry about spending an arm and a leg on sanitary napkins and tampons. And they're just a really good alternative to tampons and pads. Now, I mentioned I'm going to talk a lot about Ruby Cups. Reason being is the fact that they are one of the few companies, if not the only one, that has a campaign for every menstrual cup that you purchase. They will give one away to a child in Kenya who cannot afford tampons and maxi pads during her period. So that's very commendable of them, and it's them giving back to the community. And maybe over time they'll be able to expand that to everyone in the world who cannot afford to buy tampons and maxi pads during their period. But in a nutshell, that is menstrual cups. They're hot right now. They're trending.